One of the hottest names in jazz is coming back to our region this weekend. The phenomenal 12-year-old Bali-born jazz pianist Joey Alexander brings his trio to Club Helsinki Hudson on Sunday, August 16th at 8 o'clock. Alexander's virtuosity has garnered the attention and support of Herbie Hancock and Wynton Marsalis, among others. His Helsinki show comes just weeks after his appearance at the Newport Jazz Festival and a residency at New York City's Jazz Standard Nightclub, as well as his gig at Music Haven in Schenectady. It is a pleasure to welcome Joey Alexander to the roundtable this morning. Joey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. It's very nice to have you on the program. This has been a very, very busy summer for you. I assume you're enjoying it.
I really do.
What is, how many, do you, how are you even keeping track of how many gigs you're doing?
I cannot say.
Yeah.
How many gigs are.
It's a lot. So do you do this many during the school year, or do you just come out during the summer? How does that work?
Oh, can you repeat that question? What were you asking?
I was asking you about the school year. Do you perform during the school year as well, or are most of your gigs in the summer and during breaks?
Well, maybe during the breaks, summer, or maybe, I don't know, maybe school year?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, do you go to a normal school, or are you tutored, or how does that work?
Well, I do online school.
Okay.
Online school, private online school.
But you're still, obviously, I think, your main, you're concerned about your schoolwork too, but you're working very hard on your music.
Well, of course. I mean, the school is flexible.
Yes. And so give us an idea of an average Joey Alexander day. So how much time is spent practicing and working with your trio?
Well, yeah, actually today I'm going to practice with my trio.
And how long will that last, roughly?
Probably like 3 hours.
Wow. All right. So 3 hours, and you'll do that every day.
Well, I mean, by myself, I would do like 2 or 3 hours a day.
So when you sit down at the piano, Joey, and you practice for 2 hours, what is it that you're trying to do? What are you trying to make better?
I mean, everything. Fixing some arrangements. And get better on your harmony, rhythm, technique, you know, everything. And, you know, working on your solo. I mean, it's a lot to work on. That's what you practice on.
When did you first start, as I mentioned, you're 12 years old. So when did you first start to hear from others that you were gifted at what you do? That people started to notice and say, oh, this kid is really, really good.
I mean, it started for my parents, of course.
Yes.
I mean, since I was little, I always listened to jazz. And my parents really love jazz.
And you were how old when they first started to say, wow, you're very good?
When I was six.
Six.
I mean, when I was 3, 4, 5, till I was six, I listened to Thelonious Monk.
At 6 years old, you're listening to Thelonious Monk.
Yeah, maybe you heard of this, and I just went up.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, when I started my dad actually played a little bit of piano and guitar, but he was not playing that professionally. But I heard Monk playing my needs, and so this whole, then I just felt like I wanted to play this instrument that it was piano.
And after
that, I think my parents found out that I had something. I had a gift, which is from God.
This may be a difficult question for you to answer because you're so immersed in it. I don't know. But how much are you able to be like a normal kid? I mean, are you still, even though you're practicing 3 hours a day, are you still playing, you know, can you still play video games? Can you listen to the radio? Can you do normal things?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, even I do sports, you know, I play a little bit of tennis.
Great.
And, you know, sometimes I swim. And, of course, I still like to play toys. And like a normal kid, I play games.
12 years old.
And watch movies.
Yeah. 12 years old. How do you come out and when you see a group of people, you know, you see a large audience? I mean, are you just blown away by how people are responding to your art?
I mean, I'm happy for that. You know, people come to hear the music, to hear jazz, and makes me really feel happy and the energy.
When you go out, and I'm curious as to what you think you're good at. Sometimes that's hard to think about, isn't it, of what we're good at. But do you, when you look at it, what do you think you're good at this point? Not saying that you can't get better, not saying that you can't improve, but what do you think right now at age 12, what do you think you're good at?
I mean, God has chosen me to play music, to play the piano, so, I mean, I'm good at music.
Yeah.
I'm good at piano. I mean, as I'm a musician, as I realize I know what I'm good at, because I'm a musician, so I'm good at playing music.
So when you're on stage. I mean, I knew very young, when I was 4 or 5 years old, I knew that I wanted to be on the radio. And even though I may be second-guessing it at this very moment, here I am. And so did you know very early that you were, okay, yes, you're going to play, but that not only that you wanted to be in front of an audience and to be a performer?
I mean, I never expect that I will be here too, in being in the U.S.
Yeah. And when did you come to the U.S.?
I think it's last year. Like, and for the first time I went here was like in May.
Yeah.
And the Jazz at Lincoln Center invited me. Also, the artistic director, Mr. Winter Marsalis, invited me here for the first time to play at their gala.
When Marsalis invites you to play at the gala, now that is incredible. So is he a mentor to you then? Is he still involved in what you do and sort of overseeing a little bit of your career?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, where I learned a lot from him, I mean, by listening and talking to him. And of course, yeah.
And you realize how special that is, of how good he is, and how special that is that he's sharing that knowledge with you.
Yeah, but what's special about him, and I always know that he always reminds us to connect to the tradition of his music.
Yeah. And is there a type? I'm curious of coming from Bali. Is there an influence of your culture that comes into your work, into the jazz that you play, do you think?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, in Bali, the culture is different.
So there isn't a what we would call, you know, a world music influence. You don't incorporate that as much. It's more of a traditional, if you will, a traditional American jazz style that you have connected with.
Yeah, mainstream jazz. I mean,
yeah.
Well, I was in Bali. There was a lot of music. You know, there was. Well, they had jazz, and they had everything. And Bali is also a tourist city.
Well, you're going to be. I'm sorry. So you're going to be at Helsinki Hudson on what night? Sunday night at 8 o'clock, and it's going to be a great show. You have the trio there. How old is the oldest member in the trio? Do you know?
Probably, I would say like 26 or.
Okay.
I don't know.
So double your age at least.
Yeah, most of my band is.
And you're the boss.
Like,
yeah, they're older, but you're the boss. You get to tell them what to do. That's great. Well, Joey, I can't. It's been an awful lot of fun talking to you. I here's what I've heard, that when you came into Schenectady, you just rocked the place. You had a wonderful, wonderful showing. I know it's going to be a great show at Helsinki Hudson. I couldn't be more thrilled for your success, and I thank you very much for being with us and talking to us about your career.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's very nice to have you here, and we wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to hear a little bit of your music. Jazz pianist Joey Alexander brings his trio to Club Helsinki on Sunday, August 16th at 8 p.m. HelsinkiHudson.com for more information. HelsinkiHudson.com for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.